Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How are you?
I'm good. Faisal, how about you?
I'm great. I scored a 90 in golf.
On nine?
Yeah. How'd you know? Front nine. Got
I've
90.
Golfed with you a lot.
I broke 100 on my first
seven holes.
Yeah. It's good.
I've been there, brother. I get it. Don't
no,
give
you
up.
You haven't.
I have.
No, you
I
haven't.
Have. I have. I have. It's such a frustrating game.
So you're,
but I'm proud of you. You're sticking with it.
You golf quite a bit. Is it okay if I just throw the ball instead of using my driver?
100%.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a much better idea.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be a very interesting 6 weeks as we head into the U.S. election. There's a lot that's going on, but there's a lot of stuff happening here in Calgary, locally as well. We've got a big story in regards to how cancer has evolved, and now we've got one of the fastest growing parts of the disease that we're going to talk about.
Raise awareness. We've got a very prominent Calgarian going to help us on her journey and help us through that awareness.
Correct. And you're not getting any younger, and so you're traveling.
Yep.
Let's do a segment with you, Dave, about traveling as you age and
how it changes. Yeah. Yeah.
And how you still maximize experiences, but just have it done a little bit different than what you've done before.
Yeah, because there's a number of things that change. Let's do that. That'll be good.
You know what was new today? this week? China.
What about China?
Okay. We were expecting that China will do something to kind of give a jolt to its economy.
Well, and just a bit of background, China's economy has been struggling for a while.
Since the pandemic.
Right. And the Chinese government has been kind of nibbling at different ways to try to get it re-engaged and kicked into gear.
Developers have been going bankrupt there. Banks have been restrictive.
Yep.
Consumer spending hasn't escalated into the pace that they wanted to. Their growth has diminished in most recent years. And so the Chinese government came out with their first package and then a second installment to that stimulus. And it was a doozy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way bigger than most were expecting. And now the game is a bit tilted when you've got the two biggest economic superpowers in a more stimulative or less restrictive mode, US and China, Europe following close behind. Whoo.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and so that's a big story this week, but so is inflation, right? Inflation is coming down to the point in economic data, say in Canada, you know, there's some questions about, do we need to now bring a gun to a knife fight from a monetary perspective and perhaps do a supersize? So the language is changing now to one of stimulus.
So explain that a bit further about, do we need to bring a gun to a knife fight?
So you saw the U.S. come out with their 50 basis point response.
Correct.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of debate about whether or not there's another one coming from the U.S.
Correct.
And the conversation is starting in Canada about whether or not there should be a 50 basis point cut to accelerate. All of these things are stimulative.
And so
China's actions were stimulative.
Just for our audience's sake, are people, investors, economists saying that the Bank of Canada should get more aggressive or less aggressive?
More aggressive in the rate cuts.
Okay. Why are they saying that?
For fear the economy is actually slowing and slowing past the point that they want to keep inflation under control. So we might be moving into a phase of stimulus again, right? China was the best example this week.
And I think this is where it's going to be a big challenge for U.S. and Canadian citizens. Mm-hmm. Here's why I'm saying that. Although we have the central banks getting into either a less restrictive or potentially stimulus mindset, no one is saying we want to stimulate the economy from U.S. or Canada.
Less restrictive in North America.
That's the terms that they're using, is less restrictive. No one's saying stimulus at all at this point in time. But what can mess up this whole program is we've got two elections coming in the next 2 years in both sides of the border here, and literally a government can mess up everything that the central bank has been trying to accomplish by protecting their constituents, quote unquote, in order to give more money at the same time. So let's take, for example, the U.S. government. Election's done, and that government decides to raise more capital or money to the average person to spend more. Well, that's inflationary. What if they decide to be aggressive in cutting taxes for the middle class, like they promise?
Mm-hmm.
That's stimulative. At the same time, the central banks are cutting interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a resurgence of an issue of inflation.
You could.
Because you don't have a coordinated effect.
Right.
The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing until the right hand's done it.
Yeah. And there is a separation of powers there that's important. And I think that's normal. But you're right. You've got to watch. It's not just one thing, right? You've got to watch the various policies and monetary and fiscal. Right?
And this is why both central bankers, US and Canada, are going to be very careful how they communicate the rate cut.
Correct.
They are not going to say we're coming to a knife fight with a gun.
Nope. But they might bring the gun.
It's in their back pocket. They have to bring the gun.
Yep.
Keep in mind, both central bankers, Canada and US, have different mandates. They're not exactly the same.
Absolutely.
And so when you start taking the stories and the verbiage that's happening out there, that the Bank of Canada needs to come, look at what's happened. Look at the unemployment rate. Look, inflation is still above their target.
And prices are still higher. This is the thing that people feel.
And this is going to be a very interesting time.
Yeah.
Now you add on the stimulus of China. Go back to what we were just talking about. That is inflationary to commodities potentially. Look at how copper reacted.
Mm-hmm.
If the demand works in China, it will require some sort of increase of demand of foreign goods. And guess who's one of the suppliers of foreign goods? The good old country of Canada. And it could be inflationary because it will be raw materials that they're looking for, which is world prices. So there's a rippling impact here.
Yeah. And what I love about this conversation is often when we talk to people, it is a very singular focus on something.
Yeah.
And I think you can take just from that conversation, there are so many moving parts that you have to be very, very cautious in determining when you're 100% right, right? When you feel I've got this figured out, I'm 100% right, you probably should take a step back and have a sober second thought.
Okay, we've got a seminar coming up. We're going to talk about the impacts of the central banks. We're going to talk about this China stimulus. How do you actually receive growth? How do you take income and cash flow and minimize your taxes throughout retirement at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, October 29th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. Now, you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com. Or you can always connect with us on Facebook.
Cancer is a disease that touches many families. I've got my own personal journey with that in my family. And we're going to raise some awareness next with a very prominent Calgarian to help us understand her journey with cancer, how to raise awareness, and ultimately how to catch things early so you can provide yourself with the best outcomes. Join us after the break here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.